Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There are spooky things happening in our world. Some of them are unexplained. Nadine, what about yours?
Good afternoon, Dennis. When I was younger, probably about 7, I remember being in bed one night, wide awake, pitch black, and I felt the presence of something get into my bed, lay next to me, felt the touch, nothing untoward. I was absolutely beside myself, petrified. I knew I was awake. By the time I plucked the courage up to turn around, obviously nothing was there. That's, and to this day, I still can't sleep with my back to the bedroom door. Cannot do it.
So it's still unexplained.
It's still unexplained, but I do feel the presence of a family member that passed when I was little. A few things have happened in life, and I've also had occasions where you're in bed and you do the, you're going to wake up, something's happened, and you're frozen in fear, but you're awake, or you think you're awake.
You think you're awake. That could be the important few words. Nadine, thank you. Anne, good afternoon. Hello, Anne. Anne?
Yes, I'm here. Is this Anne, this one?
That's you, Anne. Go ahead.
Oh, right. We've had little spookies in our house for a good over 40 years.
What sort of little spookies?
When we first moved in here, our bedroom is next to the bathroom and the kids' room is next to us again. And we would hear this ball hitting the wall and bouncing on the floor back, and it kept going and going and going. And, of course, we didn't say anything to the kids. We didn't want to frighten them. And a few days later, one of them said to us, "Mum, did you hear someone in the bathroom bouncing the ball?" Mm-hmm. That was the starter. And we had a box full of apples in the kitchen. That got knocked over and apples went flying everywhere. The agitator come flying out of the washing machine. And one night we were sitting in the kitchen and we've got a tin extension on and we've got the tinny roof there and it was pouring with rain. And we had a friend staying with us and he said, "Oh God, I've left the windows of the car down." He raised out the front. There was not a drop of rain.
Well,
we couldn't even hear ourselves.
What's the explanation?
Who knows, buddy? They're friendly. We've been here over 40 years and they've never harmed us. So
maybe they're looking out for you.
I think so, to be quite honest, but not a problem anyway. Okay, love, bye.
Thank you, Anne. Marie, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Dennis. I've had a weird thing happen to me about 20 years ago, and I was in my late 40s. I went to bed, and in the middle, I don't know what time it was, but this smell came, a smell woke me up, a horrible smell. And I could feel it was evil, and now this would happen to me. It must have been 10 times.
So what sort of smell?
Oh, just a rancid smell.
Like bad food?
Oh, worse. Like a calf, something, a dead rat or something dead.
No.
And it was, I could feel it. I would wake up and I could feel it coming down the hallway to my bedroom. And I was absolutely, I know I was awake because it happened so many times.
And it doesn't happen now?
It doesn't happen now.
Did it only happen in that building?
It was a brand new house.
Right.
And we were there for about 10 years and it only happened about 20 times, but close together. And I was so terrified. I'm blessing myself and saying Hail Marys and Our Fathers and it wouldn't come to me. But then it would go away when I started saying prayers and blessing myself. I still can remember it. It was the most terrifying thing. I am pretty sure some evil spirit was trying to take over me. I've never had it explained. I just don't know, and I never, ever want it to happen to me again.
Marie, thank you very much for your call. Jenny has emailed Richard's father saying that it's a phenomenon called sleep paralysis. Maybe if anyone has had this similar experience, to look it up online. William, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Tony, this is Dennis.
Dennis, yes. Well, I've got to go, sorry. So I went on an overnight with my dad and my mum because I work for Qantas.
Mm-hmm.
And we stay at this hotel that's paid by Qantas, and we stay on the bottom floor, and people say that the bottom floor is haunted, which I think it is because there's thousands of rumours about it. Well, one night, so my mum opened the curtains, right, and we went to bed, and then we woke up and the curtains were open, and then the next night my mum turned off the kettle and started boiling. So she went back to the kettle and unplugged it, but then about 5 minutes later, the kettle started boiling and it was plugged in again.
And there's no explanation?
No. There's a lot of ghost stories. Like, there's one about this man, and he heard bouncing outside his room, so he peeked through the his door lock, and he saw a little girl bouncing a ball. And my mum also said that she opened the curtains and she saw her face outside the window.
That is amazing, William. Thank you for sharing your story and telling it so well. Alan, good afternoon.
G'day, Dennis. There may well be a scientific explanation.
Right.
We go through five stages of sleep at night, and we cycle through those about three times. The last one is called REM sleep, or rapid eye movement sleep, and it's a dream state, but it's also described as having an active mind in a paralysed body. So, in other words, body's not moving, can't move, but the mind is very active. So if you're in a dream state, you may well think or dream those things going on, but being paralysed, unable to move, so as you're coming out of that state.
So it's sort of your reality.
Well, it's a dream.
It's a dream, yeah.
Mm.
It's...
But and the fact that sleep paralysis we're talking about is when people come out of the state, but they're still, their muscles are unable to work properly. So... Yeah, I think that may be one explanation for you.
Gets you thinking, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Alan, thank you. Robin has emailed, Dennis, you and Richard should watch the movie Entity. It's the true story of Doris Bithner. We'll give that a go. Thank you, Robin. dwalter@3rw.com.au. Patricia?
Yes, hello. I was very interested in that subject because my sister June used to tell me in detail about... these feelings, but she said it was horrible. She was very fearful of it. She said she knew she was awake, but couldn't scream or do anything to let people know that she was awake. So she has since passed away. But my darling sister June, I always remember her telling me all the details, how terrifying it was. So it wasn't a very pleasant experience for her.
Seems everyone has a different experience.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.